Praise his name. Let's all stand together, if you will. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative of another opportunity to gather. Lord, to be able to worship you and to praise you. Lord, bind together in one mind and one accord, Lord, and just, Lord, let our love just go out to you. And Father, we truly appreciate all you've done for us and how you guide us and protect us, Lord, from all the creeds of this world. Lord, you grant to us revelation, Father, that we may see and be able to walk in that straight and narrow path. Lord, continue to keep your hand on us and bless us, I pray. And may you just have your will done in everything. As we look to you, Father, we ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Happy to be out. You may be seated if you'd like. Amen. Praise his name. Turn with me, if you would, our little loose leaves there. I think it's page 11. It's the Comforter has come. Amen. Praise his mighty name. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the Comforter has come. Amen. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come, the Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. The long, long night is past, the morning breaks at last, and hush the dreadful wail and fury of the blast, as over Golden Hill the day advances fast, the Comforter. Amen. Hallelujah. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. Lo, the great King of Kings, with healing in his wings, to every captive soul a full deliverance brings. And through the vacant cells, the song of triumph rings, the Comforter has come. Amen. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Spread the tidings round wherever man is found, the Comforter. Oh, boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a sinner born, should in his image shine. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. Oh, the Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, the Comforter.
Amen. Sing it again.
The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. Amen. Praise his holy name. Page 556, a little course in our big books there. Amen. If that same spirit raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Hallelujah. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you,
oh, hallelujah,
dwell in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit, amen, sing it. Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you,
think about it.
Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit,
amen, one more time.
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you. Amen. Oh, what a day. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Page 60 in our capstone books. Amen. I've been changed. Hallelujah. Well, I've been to the river and I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, I've been changed from the creature that once I was, and redeemed is now my name. Oh, I've been changed. Oh, I've been newborn now. Oh, my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came. Amen. For yes, I've been changed. Oh, Satan broke my heart, but Jesus rescued me. By his grace, I can say I've been redeemed. I've been changed from the nature that once held me. Where I was bound, I now am free. Oh, I've been changed. I am newborn now. Oh, my life. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came to stay in my heart. Oh, yes. Amen. Sing it. Oh, I've been changed. Oh, I've been newborn now. Oh, my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. Oh, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, you can say you've been redeemed. Amen. He's so wonderful, saints. So precious. Amen. I've been changed. I'm newborn now. All my life been rearranged. Amen. He's so wonderful. Praise his name. You can be seated if you'd like as we turn over on 54 is victory. And truly have the victory, saints.
Yes.
Amen. He's living in your heart. Hallelujah, what a thought. Jesus, full salvation brought. Oh, victory.
Amen.
Let the powers of sin assail. Heaven's grace can never fail. Victory.
Oh, victory. Amen. Oh, victory. Yes, victory. Yeah. Hallelujah.
To me, I am trusting in the Lord. I am anchored in His word. Victory,
oh victory!
I have peace and joy within, since my heart is free from sin. Oh victory,
oh victory, oh victory! Yes, victory! Hallelujah!
Shout your freedom everywhere. His eternal peace declare. Victory, oh victory. Let us sing it here below, in the face of every foe.
Victory, sing it. Oh victory, oh victory. Yes, victory. Oh hallelujah, I am free.
Sing it on that shore when this fleeting life is o'er. Victory, oh victory. Sing it here, ye ransomed throng. Start the everlasting song.
Victory, amen. Oh glory, hallelujah. Oh victory, yes victory. Hallelujah.
Mercy and His grace. Amen. All what He's done for us, saints. Amen. What He's doing and what He has laying in store. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day. Wonderful day to live in, saints. Amen. You may be seated. Praise His holy name. Brother Kevin, would you like to come up for the offering? Amen. That's the blessing, if you will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, how we're thankful, Lord, for the victory. We're thankful for our tests and trials, Lord. I was listening to the precious prophet preaching about Job and how you had so much confidence in him. Oh, Lord, you knew that he wouldn't curse you to your face. And, Lord, I think about today. Lord, you're bragging and saying, go ahead and test my little elected. But I'm moving in there in that life of Christ. You can't defeat them. They're going to stand true to my word and just yield them to me and let me live that life through them. Oh, go ahead and test them. And, Lord, we're thankful for that because, Lord, when we see these tests that we're passing, Lord, it just brings such a joy in our hearts, Lord, because, Lord, we're climbing higher and higher in Thee, and we just love and appreciate You for that. But, Lord, as we come to this portion of service, we just ask You to bless those that can give and those that can't. Lord, use it for Your upbuilding of Your kingdom, and we'll always give You the glory and honor and praise in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you. Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Amen. Feeling so much better, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. So let's go on
Let's go on talking about this good old. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Oh, the devil, he don't like it. Talking about this good old. Devil, he don't like it. Talking about the Lord. So let's go on talking about this good old. Let's go on talking about this. Oh, feeling so much better. Talking about this good old. Feeling so much better.
Better when you talk about him. Amen. Praise his name. How many have a request for him? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Finley, Jim, would you like to take the request? Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his name. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? All right. Does anyone else have a song? Or maybe something on your heart been singing or humming all day? Amen. Praise his name. All right.
Amen. Amen. Well, song comes to my heart. I don't know what page it's on. It's a very simple little old-time song. But we're a marching to Zion. Amen. I don't know what page that's on. You all know what's, what page that's on?
Praise the Lord.
Pages? 15. 15? All right, let's sing it out. Get this old man's glasses on here. Amen. Page 15. All righty. We're marching to Zion. Are you all going to march with me?
Amen.
Come we that love, listen to that, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne. And thus surround the throne. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching onward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Oh, let those Jews breathe sing who never knew our God. But children of the heavenly King. That's me. Hallelujah. Is it you? Amen. May speak their joys abroad. May speak their joys abroad. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Thousand sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets. That's mine. Hallelujah. Or walk the golden streets. We're marching to Zion, that beautiful, beautiful Zion. Our songs abound, and every tear be dried. marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fair worlds on high, to fair worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, that beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God.
Amen. We're marching to Zion, that beautiful city of God. You know that little song when you're clapping like that and you're singing along? You know, if you don't quite get in the spirit, it's like trying to scratch your head and do something else with your other hand. But oh my, when you get in the spirit, you can just, we're marching to Zion, that beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Amen. Are you looking forward to that beautiful city? All whose builder and maker is God. Oh my, and you know what? The great things that God has prepared for those that love Him. And I'm looking forward to it. Oh my, every day I live, the closer I get to it. Amen. The closer we're getting for the rapture, if the rapture should take place in our time, we're getting closer to that. One day closer. Amen. I'm looking forward to it, as I said. Hallelujah. Do you love the appearing of the Lord yet? Oh, if you don't, you better get to loving it. Amen. You better be sure where you're at. Amen. Let us all stand and we'll sing a little chorus. Lord, I believe. Do you believe the Lord? Do you believe His word? Everything He says, do you believe it? Even though it may pinch your hide a little bit, do you believe it? Oh, do you love it? Amen. Let's sing it together as Brother Timothy comes forward. Lord, I believe. All believe Him, saints. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Precious Lord, we are so thankful to be here. Lord, just to feel your presence.
Yes.
To know you're real, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And Lord, you're ever mindful of your little elect. Lord, you've got them in the palm of your hand and you're watching over them. And Lord, you're protecting them, Lord, and you're watching. Lord, you can see the whole plan in your hand, Lord.
Amen.
And you know the steps we're going to take tomorrow. And Lord, you prepare us along the way every day for that next step. Lord, we are so thankful that by mercy and grace, Lord, there's a little something down on the inside that burns. Lord, something that bubbles over. Lord, that makes us happy. Lord, that we can say we're marching to Zion, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, we just ask tonight your blessings upon these few words. Lord, that it would be of a help or an encouragement to someone, whatever you see fit. And Lord, may we just let you have your way in all things, and we'll never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor through it all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. He's so wonderful.
Hallelujah.
My boy, it's just so good to serve a living God. Amen.
My, you know, I often think of Joshua. When he was in the land and that angel appeared with that sword in his hand, and old Joshua said, "You for us or against us?" Oh, my. Amen. And how Joshua must have felt when he said, "I am come from the captain of the host," or how the words he said. My old Joshua knew right then.
Yes.
Oh, what a presence. Amen. My, he's just so wonderful. Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. It's just a really simple thing tonight, and just praying and asking the Lord. And these couple quotes in this scripture come to my heart, and just thinking about our time and the messages our brother brought there last Sunday. And just kind of really simple. But if you'll let God speak to your heart, maybe it's for someone, maybe. You know,
Amen.
God oftentimes stopped all he was doing for one person.
Yes, he did.
You know, and we often think about that.
Yes.
And you may come here and the word come, and you might, maybe someone, not saying anybody is, but someone might sit there and say, "I wonder why he preached on that." Or, "I wonder why the pastor decided to take that. He was over here and all of a sudden..." But you know, remember, God took Philip clean from one's place and traveled him miles away for one man.
Hallelujah.
And oh my, when God gets after you and he comes searching, he's going to find you. Amen. And there ain't no getting away from it. Hallelujah. And I believe God's searching for someone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here in Hebrews, the 11th chapter and 7th verse, and by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, or if you look in your middle reference, it says reverence, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. You know, all of these things have happened in the as we go back into the scriptures and we see the circumstances that happened, we all realize they were shadows and types and placed there. And we also realize Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah and as it was in the days of Lot, so it would be at the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
Absolutely.
And we realize as we look around and we see the signs of time, we can see we're nearing that end. And we can see that. And I was thinking of Noah here, how in his day and how God spoke to him. And let's just turn to Genesis and read a few verses here, the 6th chapter. I'm not going to hold you very long. Just want you to think about this. And because by God's grace, as our brother brought that Sunday morning, you're headed one place or the other, as he said. We've got to see that with a reality. And, you know, it may sound like a fairy tale. It may, you know, you hear all kinds of different, may hear this church describe it like this. Maybe this person you know that's a Christian, they describe it like that. But God's word ever holds true.
Yes, it does.
And I want you to watch Noah here as we read this. And this can go for the young, for the old. It hits us all. Just to bide what Noah happened here in the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis. And we'll begin to read here about the 12th verse. "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, and room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. This is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30. Very specific instructions God laid out for Noah there. And he says, "And a window shalt thou make in the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower and second and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein the breath of life from under heaven and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. Thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives and thee, with thee. And of every living thing of all the flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. And they shall be male and female. And of the fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee all of the food that is eaten, and that thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be food for thee and for them. And thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Amen.
Amen.
And you know, we're living in that same type of a day that Noah lived in. And we're in a time of God sent a prophet. And we've heard the word new. All down through time, we've heard God say he's going to return. And we've heard it preached that there's going to be a rapture take place. And then God not only so generously told us these things, but he sent a prophet and he let him view it. Yes, and he come back with a report of that land. Mm-hmm. And he dug in there after he had seen that land, and then he began to bring the word to that little bride. Yes. And there was a call going forth. And that little bride, they heard a voice, but they didn't just hear a voice of a man. But they heard a voice of God speaking to their heart. Because in the days of Noah, God spoke to him lip to ear. But we know that in the Old Testament, God said, I no longer speak lip to ear to a people. But he would speak to them through a prophet. Through the ministry that would follow. And how we've seen God come and take that ministry and begin to speak to your hearts. And he begins to bring the word to us. And that's our instruction for this day. And it has come in such a fullness. And God has placed men as our amongst that bride to keep bringing that word, to bring them to the fullness of the stature of a perfect man. That God would get his preeminence of a people, that he would be able to fulfill all that he seen would happen in this last day. But you know, as our brother was speaking, even Sunday concerning, and the Sunday before before we missed so many services with everyone being out, and how the Holy Spirit moved in our midst. And oh my, you may think, look, we missed all these services after that, but it might have been for a purpose. Because God's trying. He don't want a person that can stand with a group of people as long as everybody's happy, they're happy. But God's looking for individuals as Noah was here. And I want you to think about this. Even you younger ones, our brother has mentioned it as he was young in public schools and different things, how Noah became an oddball to these people around him. And how many of them criticized him, and how many, everyone, you got to stop to think it was just him and his sons building this boat. One family out of everybody that was on the earth at that time. I want you to look at how silly it must have looked to everyone. And often today, maybe you're a young lady and you wear a dress and you wear your hair long, and it's so contrary. It's so contrary to what this world believes. And all so many people will say, oh, it's okay to trim those ends just a little bit. It's okay to do this, and oh, you can do that. Or maybe you're a young man and someone wants you to get into this. Or, hey, you can get into that. It's all right. But yet God's word has come and God is speaking to individuals. Amen. When he spoke to Noah, he didn't speak to that whole generation. He spoke to Noah's heart. Amen. And that's what we must realize. We all gather here. Brothers and sisters, mother, father, daughter, sons, we all come in here, but yet God is speaking to individuals. He's calling out that little bride, one here and one there, to stand for him in this day and to be that one to stand, that it'd be an example, that if time would go on, there would be another book written. Your name would fulfill a place as Noah's did, as Job did, as our brother mentioned in his prayer. That's the type people, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's bringing to prove that he is the same. Amen. And in this day, when it looks all hopeless, the world's in chaos, Christianity has went away as far as the world knows it and everybody else. But yet, God left a little speck of light in this age. Amen. That he said he would have a bride that would not fail. Amen. And in the darkest of time, when Satan thought he had everything whipped and everything just his way, that little bride's going to rise off of this earth. Amen. And fulfill the last words of that book. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. That is going to happen, and it's become a reality. Amen. In someone's heart. That land that flows with milk and honey, those streets of gold, all that our precious prophet brought to us and showed us how it was. Oh my saints, it's there. But I'd like to turn here to the message, Perseverance, and this was preached January 13th, 1963. And just read something, Brother Branham, as he was talking about Noah here, I just want to read some things he said about him here for a moment and tie it in with today. But one day while Noah was out in the field, and I want you to remember Noah, Brother Branham said he was just a farmer. just a farmer out in the field taking care of his crops. You might be a young person that's just doing your thing. I'm middle-aged, doing raising a family, working every day, look like a normal human being on this earth. But yet, before I was born, God seen me in his mind. Before this world, the earth we're standing on was formed, he saw me in his mind. And he placed something down on the inside of me when I came to be, that at a time something sparked and it came alive. And the real me that lays down on the inside of here, it takes and it goes to work. And it does everything that it has to do in this life as a human being would do. But yet down on the inside, there's a desire that my hope's not down here. My ambitions don't lie in great achievements in this life. We all have jobs and we try to better ourselves and take care, but my ambition's not to be some great executive of some company or to be maybe a great star of some sport or something over here is all of this world. There's so many ambitions. It starts now when you're in middle school. It's, what are you going to be when you get older? What do you want to do? We need to start training you now. How do you want to be? But oh my, there's a desire down on the inside of some special little people that they've got a home prepared. And that's their desire. They use this life and they pass through this life. As Noah, as God called him, I'm sure he picked up his hammer and he began to build a boat. And everybody else around him might have been gathering this and trying to sell and get more money over here. But he just kept building that boat. He didn't turn. For 120 years, God let him build that boat. And think of Abraham. God called Abraham, and 25 years he had to wait for that promise to be fulfilled. Amen. But that promise was fulfilled. It came to pass just the way God said it would happen. It happened. The same way with Noah and these other examples. That word came forth, and it was 120 years. And probably a little bit after, a couple days when Noah started that ark till the time God brought that water upon the earth, but it came and it happened just like he said it would. But he said one day while Noah was out in the field fixing his crop, God appeared to him and told him, make ready for the saving of your household and build an ark. It's going to rain. And Noah, we all know that antediluvian world, it had not rained, and that didn't cope with scientific thinkers of that day. His message was contrary. No doubt the smart scientists could come to him and said, now looky here, Mr. Noah, we got instruments that we can shoot the moon and we can do all this scientific research and there's no water up there. How is this ever going to come any water down from there when there's no water up there to come down? You're foolish. You're doing something that there's nothing to. And maybe you're following the word that God's delivered in this hour. And so many can gather around and say, that ain't right. That ain't it. That's not how it's got to be. That's not right. It's like this. But yet God spoke and he said, amen. And oh my, Noah didn't care what no one else said about how that boat should be built or shouldn't be built. Amen. God told him this many cubits, and that's what it was. Not one shy, not one more extra. He built it to the letter. And that's how this word has become. It becomes that way to the true believer in their heart. It's every word's important. And every word becomes this an absolute. It becomes that there is no more. Nobody else has anything to say about it. This is it. And when God can place that in your heart, that this is God that is speaking to you as a person, not to everybody else, not your family, but to you, that's when it becomes real. And that's when it becomes, it don't matter what brother does. It don't matter what sister does. But it's to you that you see that I've got to do this the way God said do it. Oh my, maybe no one else in your family does, has that desire. But oh, God imparted it to you. You watch it. If it's that little gene from God, it'll you right into that word. It don't care. It'll take up and follow it daily. He says, but Noah could say, God said it would rain and that settles it. God said so. 120 years he was persistent in the face of the scientific world of his day, still claiming his message was right because it come from God. He had a goal to make. He had a message to take care of, and he was persistent in doing it. No matter what the rest of the world said, Noah heard from God, and that's all that mattered to him. He had heard that voice, and that's all. He was sure it was God, and he was making ready something that seemed very silly to the world, but yet Noah knew that God would keep his word. And should that not be a lesson for us today, the hour, as Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of Son of Man? A message that's so silly to the world, that they don't understand it. But yet those who contacted the Holy Spirit knows that he will return again. And I can see people as they pitied poor old Noah about how much fun he was missing. And of the world and the things that's going on, but Noah still persisted and held right on. And one day God said to Noah, all right, you've done your part now. You come into the ark, you and your household. And he noticed the birds begin to fly in. The animals begin to go in two by two. Oh my, boy, can you imagine the excitement in Noah's heart when them animals, when he first seen them come over that hill. And Noah and his family went in. And oh my, saints, what a day it was. It was sad, the things that was happening and the people that was left behind. But yet in Noah's heart, there was a jubilee happening. There was a happiness. There was an excitement. God had kept his promise. 120 years he had built a boat, and God was, when he seen that take place, oh, can you imagine the shout that must have been in his heart?
Amen.
Oh, to know that God had spared his life and his family's life and had set him out there on that boat to float.
Amen.
My, what a day. Hallelujah. But Noah, he says, but Noah, this is in the message, lean not unto thine own understanding. And as I said many times, oftentimes, oh, there's so many different ideas. This preacher you'll hear preach this way, and maybe you heard years ago somebody else preach it like this. But it's got to come back to God's word. And that's why even here we can't come to the place that we say, well, that's the way Brother Steve preaches it. Because you hear that so much today in different places. Well, Brother So-and-so preaches it like this. That's how I believe it. It's not what Brother So-and-so's got to say about it. And no disrespect to any man, but it's got to go back to the word. And that's what we're following.
Amen.
And we're not here to follow a man, but we're here to follow that a pastor as God leads that pastor. And we see that word coming right down the line, you better hew to it and get in line.
Amen.
And follow it 100%. But oh my, it's not what to the popular opinion. It's not what everyone else thinks. And Brother Bram says here on page 21, paragraph 137, Noah did not lean to his understanding. It was a great scientific age, but he didn't lean to his understanding of this day. And how great it is today. We've had this message so long, and so many people have been to school to study the stars and to study the earth's movements and all of these things. And oh my, it's just, this couldn't have happened in that time, and this couldn't have been there, and all of these things couldn't have happened. But God said it happened, and we know it happened just like he said it did. But he said he leaned on the promise of God and moved by the power of God and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. When it was absolutely contrary to common sense, there was no water up there, never had been. But he knew if God said there would be, there would be. So he leaned not to his own understanding, but by faith he moved by the word of God's promise, and the Spirit moved him, and he did it. And that, saints, is our brother. Is we had our services here, and God's Holy Spirit moved out. Maybe you come up and had us pray with you. And as our brother said, don't stop seeking him.
Amen.
Keep following the promise.
Amen.
Don't set aside and think, well, I just put my hammer down because it's been 3 weeks already and things don't seem like it's really changing.
Amen.
But be persistent.
Amen.
God said he would give it. He
Amen.
Said, repent,
yes.
Be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he'll give it to those that diligently seek him. And Noah, he didn't lay his hammer down. God told him he was to build a boat, and it was going to rain. What if after 50 years of waiting,
Amen.
He said, "Oh, I must have heard something wrong." He didn't. His faith never wavered.
Amen.
The same as Abraham's faith never wavered. And many people that said they were Christians in this day, their faith has wavered. They've turned aside. They fell off. Ambitions has overtaken them because the Lord didn't come. The Lord hasn't come yet. And all we thought he was coming, he is coming.
Yes.
Oh my, and how there ought to be an excitement in our heart knowing he's soon to come.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking, just, I love summer and warm weather and spring. And you know, if you'd have come to my house a month and a half ago, it's still cold and it's snowing. You'd have seen me sitting in my living room putting fishing poles together, stacking them up all around the house. I had so many, my wife said, we got to get us another room, put these in. And you know, I had them all over the living room and on the couch and on the love seat, but there's an excitement there. Spring's coming and I like to fish, I'm going to go fishing. And then, oh my, it gets a little bit warmer and you might see me out there polishing on the boat, getting things put here and there. And oh my, you know, yesterday evening we was out in the yard and I looked down and there was a dandelion. Big old bright yellow dandelion popped up out of the grass. And oh my, what an excitement. And then you come home one night and the frogs begin to holler in the spring. And oh my, it's just, oh, summer's coming. Spring's coming. And how after a cold winter or a long winter, this, how all life, the little birds, everything is, when that first sun, warm sun begins to shine, everything is jubilation.
Yes,
it's an excitement there. Mm-hmm. And oh my, how much greater it ought to be in our hearts for this knowing that these bodies are fiction to take on a change. That our Heavenly Father, all that He said was happening, is fixing to take place. When you look at the chaos of this world and the foolishness and how far it's sunk from God as a nation, and then you look at the religious so-called people, how far they've sunk away from God, and you see it all around you. But oh my, I think of how those angels come down there and took Lot out of Sodom. And oh my, what a day it's going to be, saints. Don't lose sight of your goal. Don't think it's just a, but pray to God. If you can't see it that real to you, that it's going to happen, that there is a peace in your heart, that I don't care if the world falls apart tomorrow. There's a peace that I know God is taking care of me. I am in His hand. Oh my, if it's not anchored there that strong, oh my, pray to God that He would put it in there and give you an excitement and show you an example of what it's going to be over there. Because, oh my, won't it be worth it? Amen. But, oh my, I was thinking, you know, Noah followed everything right to the letter that God said to do. And God has been speaking to our hearts as individuals here, bringing His word to us. And I just want to renew our minds to this little thing in the token. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Page 16 in the token message, and this was preached February 8th, 1964. But He says, full obedience to the word of God entitles us to the token. No other way is there that you could ever be entitled to that token. Oh my, saints, just think, there's a lot goes with that. But full obedience, what God says, we do. No matter if I'm a young child, what I hear and understand, I do it the best I can. Follow God the best you can. Do what He tells you. Follow that word 100%. No other way is there that you could ever be entitled to that token until you fully obey the word. Not what somebody has put into it, added to it, but what God said about it. When He said you must be born again, that don't mean jump up and down at the altar. That don't mean walk back there and shake hands with the pastor. That don't mean all this foolishness that we've seen done. It doesn't mean putting your name on the church book. But it means death to your first being and life to the second being. It means the blood has been applied and you're identified by the life of Jesus Christ. And if He be the vine and we be the branches, the life that's in the branch is also from the vine and it'll bear the fruit.
Amen.
And oh my saints, that's what we're looking for. And you know, Noah was driving nails. But we're watching for that life of Christ to become on display. He said in this day, we're not building a boat, but He said He would have a people He would have the preeminence of so greatly.
Amen.
That they wouldn't move without Him moving them. They would be prisoners to His word, and that would be their foremost love in their life.
Yes,
and they would be looking and loving and longing His appearing. Oh my, are we fulfilling our side of it? Have I thought about going home? Have I thought about that tomorrow could be the day? That it's all in, and I could leave this world. Whether by the grave or it might be the day that California slides in. And all things come to an end. But oh my, it's just beginning for that little bride of Jesus Christ. All we've waited for. All we've longed for. The hope that we've had. Oh my, not just a hope. But oh my, a revelation that He revealed. I'm coming back for you. Oh my, I'm coming to get you. But oh, it's got to be to you personal. And oh my, may we take this precious word and hide it in our hearts. And truly start looking at what God is doing and how close we are to the things that we've waited on. Don't get your eyes set down here thinking I'm going to be this or I'm going to be that. Or I might accomplish this and I'm going to accomplish that. But we each one do things. But oh my, our greatest, most concern should be I'm fixing to leave this world.
Amen.
Oh my. precious saints. I just pray that somehow it'll encourage us to look up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
Yes, it does.
And you know, you might be young and think you got all of your life ahead of you, as our brother has covered all of that. But just think, the life over there is going to be so much greater than you could ever imagine here. The greatest day you could have here could never compare to a drop of what it's going to be the day you can step over there. Oh my, hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. I'd like to sing this little song, I Believe He's Coming Back. Oh man. Oh, He's so precious. Thank You, Lord.
Some people from the Lord are running. Say that He's not coming, but they don't understand what the Word said of that day. Some believe it's just a fable, but I know the Lord is able to fulfill the Word. He could come back today, and I believe He's coming back like He said. I believe that a voice is going to sound so loud one day it'll raise the dead. In the twinkling of an eye, He's going to split those eastern skies, and I believe He's coming back like He said. Now we know the time is nearing when we'll soon see His appearing. This could be the day when the saints of every nation,
Sunday.
Hallelujah.
But oh my, come hungry and asking, Lord, Lord, one more now in my boat, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Step by step, word by word, precept upon precept, following Him just like He said.
Yes.
Not turning to the left, not listening to all you don't this, but keep your eyes on Him and on His Word.
Hallelujah.
And watch Him take you right on through.
Glory.
Oh my saints, you know, Easter's coming, and you know, and I was just thinking, there's a bunch of different ones having meetings and things, and I was going to go away to somewhere and go to one, and I just didn't feel led to go, really. But, you know, saints, God's one mind and one accord.
Yes, He is.
And even on the day of Pentecost, they were in the upper room in one mind and one accord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, God calls people aside sometimes. Maybe you don't have a lot of fellowship here and there. But God's got to get you in a place to where that little bride, wherever she is.
Yes.
Abraham had to separate himself from all unbelief.
Amen.
And get away from everything.
Yes.
So God could give him the promise.
Hallelujah.
And oh my, sometimes we got to get away from it all.
Amen.
And God has a purpose and a time and a place for everything, but I believe He's called us aside to give us that opportunity. Not to be worrying about what's said here and worrying about what's said over here. And is that right? Is this? But get in tune where the Holy Spirit can feed you the precious Word of God. And oh my, you know, I like going to a restaurant where I know my food's good and clean. And I like to go there when I know I can enjoy it. And it's always good when you know somebody like Brother Josh that's been in the kitchen and he says their kitchen's spotless. Makes you feel real good when you sit down in a place like that. But oh my, when somebody comes out and says that kitchen's full of filth, and they bring you a plate of food, it ain't too enticing sometimes to sit there and eat it. But God's placed His little bride all over this earth where she can get that pure, clean food, where it's not mixed with ideas and people's personal feelings on things, but mixed 100% in Jesus Christ. And oh my, it's going to take that little bride and put her right in the mirror of His image. Oh my, and she's going to go home. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you.
I was thinking that same song, but I didn't know where it was at. And I seen him have this book, and then I knew what book to find it in. But amen. But I believe he's coming back too. Do you believe it? Amen. It's getting close. It's getting wonderful. Amen. Why don't you sit down for a minute? Amen. You always, I was just thankful for a little something. Now, I don't want to embarrass him. But you know, it means a lot to me. When I see somebody's life changing. You know, I had Glenn's sister came in and got an estimate on her car. She got it banged up. And she was talking about it, and I got talking to her with her. I said, Glenn has really changed. And she said, I can't believe how he's changed. And she said, you know, I would never, ever believed that I'd see Glenn praising God on social media. Which I think she meant her Facebook, you know, because they kind of confide back and forth. And I thought, yeah, I said, he's really something. I said, you know, God is really getting a hold of his heart and his life. And like I say, but if she sees that, now see, she was raised with him. She knows how ornery he was. I know how ornery he was, too, in school. And like I said, I never would have dreamed that God could do something like that. But that's just living proof. God can change anybody, you know. And so you never want to put limits on what God can do, because God does tremendous things. And you may think, well, you know, I stood here and I just said how ornery Glenn was. Well, I was ornery too, you see. The only difference was at an early age for me, God was dealing with my heart, but God had a purpose for it, you see. And everybody sitting here, as you young people, we've been speaking about to you. I want you to keep in mind again, as Brother Timothy mentioned it again, but I just want to refresh your mind to it again. It doesn't make no difference what situation you're put in. If there's something, a little seed on the inside, God will pull you through one way or the other. You know, and like I said, don't never feel that, well, you ain't had it as rough as I have. I just want to remind you again. I didn't tell everything Sunday what I've been through of trying to serve God when I was even young. I didn't tell you everything. It'd take me a long time to tell you all these things. But as I said, many a times drugs was offered to me. Actually, when we changed classes, Glenn will know what I'm talking about, up at the high school, we had a smoking area behind the between the VOAG building and another part of the main part of the building. And that was a smoking area. And there was a lot of kids on their breaks or the recess, whatever they call it, and go out there and smoke. And of course, they're tossing some drugs around and different things and, you know, just into things they shouldn't have been into. And you'd have to walk through that. Oftentimes, I did. And then crowded, because a lot of kids smoked back then. And you'd have to wiggle your way through all that mess. And of course, on your way through, they're trying to offer you things, trying to get you to do things. Of course, immediately when you don't, when you say, I'll have no part of that, well, then they're making fun of you, you know, and here's these big tough guys, you know, maybe on the football team or this, that, and the other, and they're making fun of you, you know, showing you how bad you are because you can't do what they can do and all this, that, and the other. Then the girls snicker because they're with the tough guys they think that's smoking and doing all this cursing everything. And then even sitting in study halls, trying to pass it around to from one kid to the next. Just all kinds of just filth all day long, 5 days a week. Yeah. Of just nothing but almost hell on earth. And I couldn't imagine how bad it would be now, you know? But don't think that still if something ain't caught in your heart, God can't keep you from all that. You see? I didn't even have the Holy Ghost then. But yet there was constantly in my heart, I wanted God. And even at that time, God meant more to me than all that trash. When I was in the 10th grade, even other young men that was in our church went to football games. They were always trying to talk me into going and to go with them. And at that time, I wanted nothing to do with it. They was not my friends then. They wasn't going to be my friends on that night. You know? That's the way I felt about it. They was not a part of me. I was not a part of them. I wanted no part with it. When I was in 10th grade. Yeah. And like I say, so then my peers was those in our own church. Yeah. Because at that time, you could go as long as you didn't get caught. Yeah. And a lot of them went until they got caught. A lot of them done things until they got caught that I wouldn't do. You see? But I've always had it in my life. Even when I was at home and growing up. I, growing up in my home, had an older brother and sister at that time before my youngest brother was born. There was no calling for God whatsoever. And I got to be the black sheep in my own family. They didn't want me around because they wanted to go to the neighbors and smoke. They wanted to go to the neighbors and drink. They wanted to go to the neighbors and have sex and everything. And I'd have nothing to do with it. But I got to be the bad kid because I didn't want to do with that stuff, you know? So even in my own family, I become a black sheep among my own brothers and sisters, you see? But I could go on for a long time, friends. But don't never think it's an excuse. Well, you don't have it like I have, or you didn't have as tough as I did. You don't understand how people are always trying to get you to do this and get you. No, 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 I don't want to hear it. When God puts something in your heart, amen. God is much bigger than all that in the world. Amen. Even when you don't have the Holy Ghost. If there's a predestinated seed on the inside, there will be a constant crying out to God. If there's that deep calling to the deep, it's a proven fact to me, it was a deep to respond to that call. Hallelujah. And God give me my heart's desire. And he'll give you your heart's desire if you remain persistent, crying out to God, and ask God to fill you with his Spirit. Then, no problem. No more temptation then. Friend, you'll have no more desire for that sin. You'll be able to walk away from it with no problem at all. Back then, still without the Holy Ghost, oh yeah, I knew in my mind I shouldn't do it because I heard the word. I heard that word. I seen that word vindicated. I was a young little child coming through the end of Pentecost there and seeing God do things. A time when people were still really speaking in tongues and being moved by the Holy Ghost. I seen that as a child. And yet, I knew a God was out there somewhere, a true God. And I knew somehow I could get to him. Somehow, I knew he was there. And I knew he was with me even then. But God will help you and give you what you need in your life if you'll seek him with all your heart. Because I'm telling you, as the years goes on, if you don't find God, you may come to a time in your life you'll hate your own mother and dad. You'll hate the very presence of this church. Yeah. You would desire smoking, drinking, cursing. You girls going half naked. You'll enjoy that. That'll be your desire. But try to get a hold of God now while you're young. Don't you waste a moment. Get a hold of Him now. Cry out to God. Give Him your whole mind, spirit, strength. You say, well, I can't do that doing what I do. Well, why can't you change it? Don't you young people be like some of the old people. You know, some of the old people of ministering for as many years as I have, they say, well, I can't do this. I can't do that. You may get somebody that wants to miss services, we'll say. Well, I can't do this because my job takes me over here, my job takes me over there. So their thing is, I can't. I can't be there. Who's the biggest and who's the greatest? Your job or God? Huh? God can change the job to make it meet the need for you to be here. Yes, He can. He can change the whole landscape for you to be here. So young people, don't listen to some of the older folks of the years that says, I can't do this because. I can't do this because. All things are possible to them who believe. And God can turn anything around. Anything He can turn around. So don't think God can't turn around. He will.
Amen.
If you give Him your whole heart, cry out to God. Surrender. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am. And it may not come immediately. No. Remember, even them grown adults waited in the upper room and tarried there until they were endued with power on high. Old Noah, as Brother Timothy was talking about. He was on that ark 7 days before it started raining. Now look at that. Now look what an opportunity for everybody to be mocking Him and scoffing Him and everything. But you know, I got a little feeling on the inside that Noah already had his battery recharged before he got on that bar. He said, what do you think? Why? What do you say that, Brother Steve? Well, wouldn't it recharge your battery if you worked 120 years on building this thing God told you to build? Exactly how God said to do it. And all of a sudden, here comes two giraffes. Here comes two elephants. Here comes two coons. Here comes two groundhogs. Here comes two lions. Huh? Wouldn't it about charge your battery? When you're out there, come on, try to give them some corn. Come on, come on, come on. No. God called on their heart, and they went to the ark. One by one, two by two, in file, one right after another. Talk about a charge. Oh my, I imagine old Noah was ready. Get on there as soon as the last animal was on there. He was ready. If God just done that, He's going to send this rain. And if you can just see God do something, oh my, look what else you know God can do. That's why I pray that God will deal with all our hearts so God can move. God can do something. And you'll see God is alive. Sometimes young people need a little boost. They need to see God is alive and God can do what He says. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. But God still moves.
Amen.
Oh, yes, He does. He still moves. He's never failed to move when we come in here.
Right.
He moves. Well, I didn't see it. Well, maybe you wasn't looking. But He moved anyway. There might have been somebody sitting there, you never even realized what happened, but maybe something happened on the inside of one person
right.
And was going, oh my glory, now I see this. Now I'm going to move on with this now.
Amen.
You see? You may know, not know the thing, what was going on. Because you didn't see it. You see? But I'm going to tell you, God still moves.
Amen.
Amen. He's real. He's alive. And I want you to remember this. As Brother Branham talked about it, I want you young people to always remember this. Brother Steve is a friend of yours. And any time I can help you and you want to talk, you come and talk to me. I've got time. It's about time. Anytime you want to tell me something, anytime you want a little hand or something, come and see me. Amen. Because I love you and I want to be a friend to you. I don't want you to be afraid of me, by no means. I want you to know I'm your friend. Amen. I'm here to help you. I want you to make it into every one of you. Amen. Not just certain ones. I want to see every one of you make it in. Amen. thank God he does still move. Amen. Let us all stand and sing a little chorus. God still moves. Amen. God still moves. God still moves. In the heart of his children, God still moves. He is not asleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. God still moves. God still moves. In the heart of his children, God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves, God still moves. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another precious little service, Lord, we're so thankful for you, so thankful to see what you're doing and how you're moving in our hearts and in our lives. And Father, we know that you're drawing us closer to you. And Father, we know that it's getting closer to the appearing of the Lord. And Father, I don't know if I'll live that long. I don't know as far as in the flesh whether I will live to see that day. But Father, I trust that I will. Trust that it won't be much longer. But Lord, we don't know the day or the hour. But Father, I trust we will live like it could be any time. For Lord, it could be. It could be in the morning. That's what we don't know. And we may think, well, this has to happen and that has to happen. Things can finish so quickly. Oh, God, everything you promised, it would be fulfilled. So, Lord Jesus, we ask that you just keep on moving in our hearts and our lives and draw us closer to you. Again, Lord, I pray for these young people. I ask, Lord, oh, God, that you'll send down that Holy Spirit. And, Father, may you fill every heart to its fullness. Oh, God, at a little heart that desires you and wants to be like you. They want to think like you and talk like you. They want to walk like you. May you give them their heart's desire. And, oh, Lord Jesus, every one of the rest of us, Lord, may there be a cry to reach out in the Spirit. May there be a passion to know your word. May there be a fervent desire to please you. Oh, God, don't let it fade, but let it only increase. Oh, God, the white hot. Grant it now, Lord, as our desire. Lord Jesus, just go with us now and bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. Because again, Lord, we don't know what day it'll be. But Father, we know that it's coming around real soon. So we ask now that you lead us by your Holy Spirit. And may grace intervene our hearts, Lord, to come hungry to listen to the word. And Lord, let the Holy Ghost lead us. And guide us, Lord, in the paths of all righteousness. Grant that now is our desire. In your lovely, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, God still moves. God still moves. In the heart of his children, God still moves. Does not sleep. No, he doesn't slumber. Hallelujah. God still moves. God still moves. You may be praying late at night, maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, just remember, God doesn't sleep. God doesn't slumber. He still moves. It may get to be about 3:30 in the morning. He still moves. Oh, my. God has dealt with my heart many times around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. So I know he's moving at that time. And I know he's moved at 11, 12 o'clock. I know he's moved 5 to 6, 3 to 4. He moves 24.
Amen.
24 hours a day. Every day, God moves.
Amen.
And you know why? He listens for your prayers. He's waiting on you. Waiting on you to really get sincere and really cry out with all your heart. Yeah. who will be next. And he will come down with the Holy Spirit and change that nature. Who would be next? Oh, my. And talk about a jubilee. Hallelujah. Oh, my, to have a desire changed. To have no more desire for this world. No more love for the things of the world. But love our Lord Jesus Christ. For they are the ones that there is there for now no more condemnation. Oh. For those who do not walk after the flesh, after the Spirit. For the law, the controlling source, the law of the Spirit of life, the controlling source, has made me free from the law of sin and death. Free. Free. It's hard for us to really kind of realize what free is, what freedom is. But I imagine a lot of them old collar folks years ago when they was set free from under that slavery, they could tell you what freedom was all about. Oh my. Yeah, maybe somebody's been in a war and they're a prisoner of war, being held in prison, maybe for 20, 30 years, and they're set free. They could tell you what free is all about. But all I trust, we'll be able to tell you what freedom is all about.
Amen.
Be free in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Be free from that condemnation. To be free from that desire of the world. To be like the world. To think like the world. Be free from it. I thank God I'm free.
Amen.
Praise God I'm free.
Amen.
Free, free from this world of sin. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's have a word of prayer for her. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you for our precious Sister Gensel. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you come down now in the room where she's at. And Father, she may feel a cool feeling. Lord, a moving of the Holy Spirit. And Father, something would come over her body. Lord Jesus, you are the great physician. Man can put things together, but Lord, only you're the healer. And Lord Jesus, we ask tonight that you would come down and bless our sister. She's had the desire, Lord, in her heart and that longing to listen to this word, Lord. And to, Father, to follow your word. And now, Father, she's been afflicted. But, oh, God, these things are for a purpose. And, Father, may now you get the glory and the honor. The Father, she'll be able to know that a quick recovery has taken place. And she will give you the glory and the honor and the praise and the honor that, Lord Jesus, you are alive. You are the great healer. And you can give us speedy recovery. Oh, God, I ask now that your blessings be with her. Grant that now, Lord Jesus, is our prayer. And knowing, Father, we've seen you answer many things in this life. And you're more than able to do that for our sister. So we just claim it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. And thank you again, Lord, for moving. Yes, Lord, moving in that little room tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh my, can we sing it one more time before we leave? God still moves, God still moves in the heart of God's children. God still moves, He does not sleep, nor does He slow.